USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
11 counties in Southern California could put out regional stay-at-home orders as soon as today. That's due to criteria from an order issued by California Governor Gavin Newsom that was triggered as the number of available ICU beds dropped below 15%. The region's capacity was 13.1% as of last night because of the growing number of coronavirus cases. Dr. Thomas Yeager, a critical care physician with Providence Cedars Sinai Tarzana Medical Center, spoke with television station KCAL.
We have definitely seen an increase in census, not only in the hospitalized patients, but more importantly, our critical care patients. It's not only the COVID-19 patients that we care about. We care about all the patients in the community because we want to make sure that we have those precious resources to take care of them if they, God forbid, get a heart attack or stroke or other kind of medical emergencies.
The counties include Los Angeles, Orange, and San Diego counties. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook announces its $7 million match to nonprofit this Giving Tuesday, December 1st. Joining us is Naomi Gelight, Vice President of Product Facebook, to tell us about Facebook's Giving Tuesday.
With many out of work and food security affecting nearly one in three people in the U.S. due to COVID-19, a lot of people are relying on the generosity of others right now. To encourage people to give in whatever way they can this holiday season, Facebook is kicking off a season of giving campaign today. Because even a small act of kindness can make a big difference to someone.
Thank you, Naomi, for all that great stuff. And for more info on these ideas and even more ways to be involved, visit at aboutfb.com/ Season of Giving.
A win for President Trump in federal appeals court. Jeremy Scott reports from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
The Trump administration has been given the green light to divert $3.6 billion from military construction projects to build a border wall, one of his top 2016 campaign promises. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 on Friday that El Paso County and the nonprofit Border Network for Human Rights did not have the standing to do so. This overturns a lower court ruling. President-elect Joe Biden says he intends to end the wall. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler did not attend a campaign rally with Vice President Mike Pence after getting word that a campaign aide died in a car crash. 20-year-old Harrison Deal was killed in a multi-vehicle accident in South Georgia. Deal was also an intern for Senator David Perdue and a family friend of Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Kemp also did not attend the Pence rally in Savannah. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Puerto Rico is shutting down for the holidays. Val Dior is in the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Puerto Rico's governor says they have to pause to save lives and announced stricter measures to fight COVID. Governor Wanda Vasquez tightened an ongoing curfew with businesses now ordered closed at 8:30 p.m. and no one allowed on streets from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. except essential workers. Only gas stations, pharmacies, grocery stores, and hardware stores will be allowed to open on Sundays, though restaurants can offer delivery or carry out. And alcohol sales is banned from Saturdays at 5 a.m. until Mondays at 5 a.m. The measure runs from December 7 to January 7, the height of Puerto Rico's holiday season, with beaches to remain closed except to those doing exercise. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is staying optimistic when it comes to a stimulus bill. However,
I told members I'm not bringing any more bills that are not bipartisan. We wanted to show what needs to be done in the interest of negotiation. They're negotiating. It's a good product. It's not everything we want. Don't get me wrong. I don't want the Republicans to think that this is a dream come true.
The government also runs out of money next week, and Pelosi vowed to keep the government open. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.